Now on with more news stories. A new city festival promises very rare and insanely tasty beers. City Hall sets aside £250,000 to fund a unitary authority bid, and buskers are upsetting a hearing assistance business.
Tickets have gone on sale for the first Norwich Craft Beer Festival, which promises customers a sample of very rare and insanely tasty beers. Beer lovers can enjoy a pint or several at the event, which will be taking place over the first May bank holiday at the waterfront. People have the choice of general admission tickets, which grant them access to the building, and then the chance to buy a range of different beers, and a small number of VIP tickets, where their entry fee and beer for the whole event is covered in one payment. Toby Westgarth, who owns Sir Toby's Beers, will be running the event alongside his business partner, Dominic Burke. The pair have now announced the first breweries for the event. Mr. Westgarth said, "We have brewers coming from all across the UK, from Phantom in Reading to Indie Rabble in Windsor. One of the most popular breweries that specialises in Star Wars-themed beers, Emperor's Brewery, is a special announcement. We will have a great beer for everyone, from the biggest beer nerds going to people who want to enjoy trying a few pints."
Awards ceremony. One of the region's largest housing providers has won a top award for its apprenticeship programme. Flagship Group, based in Norwich, was named Best Large Employer for Apprentices at the Norfolk Apprenticeship Awards held at Curragh Road. Flagship also picked up the award in 2022 and 2023. Nadine Tapp, head of Flagship Group's Academy, said, "It's been a real labour of love to see the programme grow and grow. This award really showcases our passion and commitment to apprenticeships across the group." Flagship's apprenticeship programme includes regional partnerships with West Suffolk College, Suffolk New College and City College Norwich, which is helping to develop talent pipelines to directly address industry skills shortages. The group celebrated wins in two other categories, with its environmental and sustainability manager, Victoria Kruger, winning in the contribution to green apprenticeship category, and head of employee experience, Anna Tanner, taking home degree level apprenticeship of the year. Ms. Tanner said, "The support from Flagship, the UEA, and my cohort made all the difference."
The leaders of all four political groups at Norwich City Council have backed proposals which would result in them taking on control of suburban areas. Norfolk's eight councils all face abolition, with new authorities created to replace them as part of the Labour government's devolution and reorganisation plans. During its budget setting, City Hall agreed to earmark £250,000 funding to give it a head start on developing a strong case for its unitary bid. The costs of local government reorganisation and how this will be funded has remained uncertain since the proposals were launched. Norfolk currently has a two-tier system, with some services provided by the county and some by the city, district and borough councils. The shake-up would create unitary authorities to provide all services along with an elected mayor for Norfolk and Suffolk. City Hall's bid for a Norwich unitary authority has been met with a backlash from South Norfolk Council, which currently oversees city suburbs like Cringleford, Cossey and Trouse. The council has indicated it will not relinquish these areas without a fight, and the leader has accused City Hall of doing a disservice to locals. However, Norwich City Council is pushing forward with its proposals and agreed the £250,000 fund as part of its annual budget setting this week.
An 11-year-old boy was found with a knife in a city shopping centre after being rugby tackled to the ground by a security guard. Once detained by security guards, it was discovered that the boy was concealing what witnesses claimed to be a 10-inch blade in his waistband. It has also been reported the boy said he was carrying the knife for another individual who was also apprehended by security in the shopping centre. A spokesman for Chantry Place said, "I can confirm there was an incident in Chantry Place where our security staff responded and followed protocol. Our protocols were followed exactly by our highly trained security team. Thankfully, the incident passed as best as it could. We will be supporting the constabulary as best as we can."
Customers at a city centre audiologist's are finding their hearing tests are noisier than expected as Haymarket buskers drown out their consultations. The sound of street entertainers has become so loud for visitors and workers at Cecil Amy in Gentleman's Walk that the business has made a deluge of complaints against the performers. A Freedom of Information request revealed that the majority of 50 complaints lodged about city centre buskers between January and November last year came from the firm which offers eye and hearing tests. Commenting on the number of complaints made, a spokesman for Cecil Amy explained the performances did not align with the nature of their work. "Our procedures require a high degree of concentration and precision to ensure our patients receive the best possible care," he said. "We are not opposed to busking in Norwich. We simply hope that all buskers will adhere to the guidelines to ensure a fair and enjoyable environment for everyone. Under rules brought in by the council last year, a busker's volume should be just above the background street noise without being intrusive, meaning amplifiers and microphones must be set to a low level. They should also turn down the volume if they are asked to do so. We must mention a note we've had from listener Peter Rudd on this subject. Thank you, Peter, for contacting us on this annoying situation, and we're also glad to hear you are enjoying listening to us."